The majority of Syrians who are stranded at the country's border are in Rukban, which is about 8 kilometres to the west of the point at which the Iraq, Syria and Jordan borders meet. The refugees have gathered near an earthen wall called a berm on Jordanian territory in a rocky area that is without shade, water or vegetation. UNHCR says that the number of people who are fleeing the worsening situation inside Syria and have arrived on the Jordanian border has risen sharply since the start of November, from 4,000 to 12,000. Melissa Fleming, spokesperson for UNHCR, says that the health situation for these refugees is deteriorating.
There have been medical complaints that include respiratory tract infections, gastroenteritis, and skin diseases such as scabies. There are signs of diarrhea, vomiting, and acute malnutrition among the children. If refugees are not admitted to Jordan and substantial assistance is not provided, the lives of refugees will be at risk in the coming winter months.
UNHCR says that the Azraq camp, which is some 320 kilometres from Rukban, has room to accommodate additional people. The agency has also provided considerable support in recent months to improve the capacity of the Ruwashed transfer facility to allow the proper screening and processing of newly arrived refugees from the Jordanian border.
Today, UNHCR appeals to the government of Jordan to allow refugees stranded at the border to enter the country, prioritizing entry for the most vulnerable adults and children, including serious and emergency medical and surgical cases, pregnant women, children below 6 months, together with their families, and also the severely disabled.
UNHCR says that it recognises the legitimate security concerns of Jordan, which it says can be managed through proper assessments of the circumstances of individuals. The agency says this can best take place after an initial screening by border guards in the government of Jordan and UNHCR facility at Rabah al-Sahan, where authorities and necessary security and registration equipment is present. Nikki Chadwick, United Nations, Geneva.